Okay, once more, we're here to tell you about some good news that's found in Jesus Christ. That good news means that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That means that Jesus came into this sin-cursed world, born of a virgin, in swaddling clothes, and like all those things that people talk about close to this time of year. But if you stop there, you've missed really the whole reason for Jesus coming. He came to die and to pay the sin penalty for everybody who would believe on Him, and that belief will be manifested by a changed life. He came and died and paid that penalty so people who believe on Him don't have to pay the penalty of everlasting hell. There's no better good news out there. There's no better way to start out a new year than to start out brand new as a new creature in Jesus Christ. That is the best way you could ever begin a new year, end a new year, or continue through this year. Matter of fact, you're not only going to have the blessing of a new year, but you'll be a new creature in Christ. And not only that, that in time to come, you'll have a glorified new body that will never get sick, a body that will never die, a body that will never have to suffer. That's the kind of good news and new things that I want to tell you about a new year. The best way you can start out a new year is to have the newness that God brings. You know, God has created this world. When He first created it, it was brand new. But we find there in the book of Revelation, there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. That's going to have, it says there that it is, I will make all things new. That's what Jesus said. He's going to make all things new and all eternally new for everybody who would receive Him. That's the beauty. That's the good news. That's a to be of good cheer when you receive that. As long as you reject that, it's not going to be good cheer for the new year or for all eternity for you. We want you to have this. We don't want you to go to hell. We want you to believe on Jesus and to know this good news, to know this good cheer that He can bring you. This is, again, this is love speech. We want to tell you something that will bring eternal, everlasting love to you and give you cheer, to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory and peace that passes all understanding. That's what we want. Something to give you a smile on your face, not only right now, but forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what we want. What was this lady saying over here?
I don't have no idea.
I don't know. This is something worth staying up till midnight and rejoicing in Jesus Christ. And He can give you the strength, and you can have that promise that will be yours to embrace a time of comfort, to have the Lord as your shepherd, so you shall not want. God always provides for His children. All those who believe on God provides for them. Matter of fact, you have the promise that He's going to work all things together for your good to all those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And that's what we want for you. We're telling you this news because even in America, so many don't know that. They don't understand the bad news of sin and don't want to come to terms with or man up to it. They don't want to talk about or think about the fact that we will die and that we're going to go to hell if we don't repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so there's no reason to have a Savior if you don't know that you're a sinner. But yet that's the thing that people don't want to hear. Ah, I'm a sinner. That's a bad medicine. You know, doctors give you medicine. And a lot of times it doesn't taste very good. Saying that we got to repent of our sins, that we're sinners, is kind of like that medicine. But as long as that medicine makes you better, then you're willing to take the medicine. And I tell you one thing, Jesus, the great physician, will make you better. He will make you to where you're going to be perfect one day. He's going to give you a glorified body one day. He's going to give you the ability to live a holy life in spite of the opposition and prejudice in the world. That's the beauty of Jesus. He's the great physician, and He will even though the medicine might be distasteful, even though the medicine might be something that maybe even be painful, just like a surgeon, he does what he gets the job done. He delivers. When he makes the promise of eternal life, he delivers. Allah never delivers. Hare Krishna never delivers. Buddha never delivers. But Jesus delivers. And I say delivers. He's delivered. He delivers. And he always delivers. Because he keeps his promise. God cannot lie. Matter of fact, Jesus is the truth. He cannot lie. Well, God bless you. We're going to head out. Hope you have a happy new year. And it comes back to bless you.